Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition here in Madison, to enlighten us on all kinds of things about our diet and nutrition and health. And Amber, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in to enlighten us once
again. Yes, here to enlighten you.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about something that you don't necessarily, you know, think is a good idea all the time. That's dieting.
Yes.
But apparently U.S. News and World Report or whatever they are, they rank the various diets and
then
put
every
out a report, and
every news outlet shares it. So it's going to come across people's news feed, especially if they've been searching for weight loss or getting healthier or anything. As we get into the new year, these things are going to pop up. So you're right. So, I don't believe in dieting.
But if you are going to diet, we're going to talk about the ones that maybe are better than others.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. So people like guidance, right? And sometimes nutrition can just feel really confusing. So if you just pick a diet, it feels like that's giving you direction. So I understand why people do it, but
you believe it's should be a change of lifestyle, a change of attitude.
I do. Yes, I think that that's so important.
Yeah, right.
And even, you know, when you look through here and you look at some of the sites that have shared it, I mean, like I said, it's shared by so many news outlets. But even Forbes, they did a big write-up on it and talk about the pros and cons of following diets. And one of the cons, as I've seen time and time again, is that when you do a diet, it's usually to get to a goal. And then once you get to that goal, you're like, all right, well, I'll just go back to living the way that I did before. And then we undo all of your hard work. So when we're thinking about a diet, we usually think about short-term. And I don't believe in short-term diet change unless it's for a very specific reason. But let's talk about them anyway. And the first one.
Otherwise, kind of like deflating the tire and then blowing it back up again.
Kind of, yeah. If weight was your goal.
Yeah, right.
So the thing is, with some of their best ones, though, even though they put diet after the word, their top five really aren't diets at all. They really are lifestyles. So number one is one that we've definitely talked about before, Mediterranean diet.
One of my favorites.
Is it? Is that what you follow at home?
Yes.
Yes. No. I don't think it is. But the Mediterranean diet, and I have actually just learned recently that this is kind of a controversial one among some dietitians because it's not super well defined. So when we look at research on the Mediterranean diet, we're really looking at research on a lifestyle or on a diet that's just inspired by the foods most commonly eaten in the Mediterranean. So the Mediterranean diet is kind of a general term for really more of a Mediterranean lifestyle. And that's why this diet got the best overall score out of all of the ones on the list. And when they're looking at what makes a diet better than another diet, they're looking at sustainability, they're looking at effectiveness, they're looking at research. And they put together every year a panel of doctors and dietitians and experts in the health and wellness industry to make these determinations. So the Mediterranean diet or Mediterranean lifestyle is just based on lots of good healthy fats. It's based on lots of vegetables, lots of fiber. Just when we talk about building a plate that's got protein, fiber, and healthy fat, that is the Mediterranean diet. So it's really a lifestyle. So that one I like. I actually agree with our first one.
All right.
Then we get into the DASH diet. I think we did a taco on that a while back, but it's dietary approaches to stop hypertension. It's really just based on whole food. So again, it's more of a DASH lifestyle, eating lots of vegetables, eating good lean proteins, getting some good healthy fats. And one of their biggest things is just reducing sodium in your diet. And the best way to reduce sodium is to just cut back on processed food. So quite a bit in common really with the Mediterranean diet. The MIND diet. We did talk about this one. Do you remember?
No.
This one is for cognitive health and memory.
Okay. That's probably why I don't remember.
Yeah. So the MIND diet, which stands for Mediterranean DASH Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's just a combination of Mediterranean and DASH. So it's not shocking that it showed up at the top there. And this one just kind of emphasizes, in addition to lots of veggies, it's like lots of dark green leafy vegetables. So it's really specific about which individual things can promote brain health and potentially lower your risk of cognitive diseases or memory loss. So again, mind diet is really more of a lifestyle. The next one is the Mayo Clinic diet. Now, they have taken all of this and just turned it into a 12-week program. But again, it's really just a lifestyle. And the principles of the Mayo Clinic diet are very similar to that of the Mediterranean diet. So again, lean proteins, lots of veggies, good healthy fats.
And a handful of chickpeas.
And a handful of chickpeas, absolutely. The next one I don't think we've talked about, at least not recently. So to round out kind of their top five. And now all of these are things that are, there's tons and tons of free information on the internet. So if you do want to follow one of these lifestyles, you can get a lot of information on Mediterranean-Mind and Mayo Clinic. The next one is called the Flexitarian. I don't think we've talked about this one before.
Sounds like a new political party.
It's not. Oh. So the Flexitarian diet, although maybe we'd all be happier if we ate this way, is a semi-vegetarian diet. It's just a plant-based diet where it's not vegan. We don't completely pull out animal products, but we reduce animal products in our diet. So Flexitarian is kind of a vegetarian diet that leaves a little bit more room for dairy, beef, chicken, fish, any of those kinds of things. But even if we compare that to number one, their number one diet gets a score of 85%. Their number five diet, that Flexitarian diet, has a 53%. So it is more restrictive than the Mediterranean diet, which is really not restrictive at all and just focuses on getting enough of the best things. But Flexitarian can be a good way to go. Now we start to get into some of the ones that you have to pay for. And these really are diets. And these are things where I never feel good about capitalizing on helping people feel well. Like, health shouldn't be something that's only available to people who have money. So right. I don't love programs that charge a monthly fee or anything like that. But some of them are better than others. So if you do have the money and do want to spend it, number six on here is Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers I'm iffy on. So Weight Watchers is works off of a point system. But there are things that are 0 points, which is a good thing, that are really not nutrient dense. They're not necessarily good for you. They don't necessarily support health. They just support weight loss. And remember, weight loss doesn't equal health gain. But that point system can be a helpful thing for some people. The next one is the volumetrics diet, and this is just categorizing foods. Then Dr. Wheel's anti-inflammatory diet, TLC diet, vegan. We're not going to get into that. Ornish. Pritikin, which I guess has been popular this year, but I can't even tell you anything about it because I don't know anything about it. But just to very briefly hit on the last one. So remember we talked about 85% for the best ones. So then we get into the last ones on here, which are SlimFast, which is a negative 46%. The Dukin diet, which is a negative 53%. The Herbalife diet, which is actually can't see. It's like a negative in the negative 50% as well. And then the raw food diet, which is a negative 61%. And the reason that those are so low is that they're either extremely restrictive or they're heavily based on processed foods, shakes, things like that. So this whole list is available online.
Now just looking at it here, and they have it broken down even to best weight loss diet,
yes.
Best this diet, best that diet, best quick weight loss diet, best diabetic diet,
yeah.
Diet, so something for everybody.
There is something for everybody, yeah. Although I think the best thing for everybody is to just focus on those foundational things. Get good sources of protein at every meal, eat more vegetables, move around, drink water, and then once we've gotten those foundational things done, that's when we can dive into these more specific macronutrient changes or like specific reductions in different things or additions of different things to get you where you want to be. But instead of overhauling your whole life, just work on getting enough of the best stuff first.
All right. Which one's Maria Osmond on? She always looks so happy.
Which one is she on?
I can't remember.
I can't either. Jenny Craig?
Maybe that's it.
Jenny Craig is in here too, yeah. But that's a negative number, negative 8%. She's number 18.
And then you can take, go on that one. You look good and you can sing really well.
I don't think they help you sing.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions on diets or nutrition in general, Amber, how could they find you?
Yeah, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition, or call here to the radio station and they can get you in touch with me.
All right. Always interesting. Always a pleasure to have you back on the airwaves. We'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.